Okay, good evening. This week's parasha is Parashas Be'ha'aloscha. And the very end of Parashas Be'ha'aloscha, actually, I totally put these source sheets together in like the wrong order. So maybe we'll do it in a different order and we'll refer to a few sources that we're doing. But look at the psukim in Parashas Be'ha'aloscha. It's Bamidbar, Parak Yud Beis. It's on the sheet 2. It's the very end of the parasha, right? That Miriam and Aharon speak about Moshe Rabbeinu because he took this Isha Kushis Lakach. And Chazal say that the woman that he took, he then sent away. Right? So effectively, they're saying something to the effect of what you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu only speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu, he speaks to us as well. In other words, how come Moshe Rabbeinu had to separate from his wife? Right? We're also Nevi'im, and we maintain a normal family life. How come Moshe doesn't? Then the Pasuk says that Moshe is more humble than anyone else. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu suddenly calls all three of them, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, and he says, go out to the Ohel Moed. They all go out. Hashem comes down, and Hashem says, listen up! Right? Im yiyeh Nevi'achem Hashem b'mara elav esvada b'chalom adaber bo lo chein avdi Moshe b'chol beisi nemon hu pel pel adaber b'mara ev lo b'chidos tzmunas Hashem yabit madu lo yreisen l'daber b'avdi b'moshe. How can we not scared to speak about Moshe? Right? There are other Nevi'im, but Moshe is different. Moshe is different than all other Nevi'im. And this idea that Moshe is different than all other Nevi'im, we know, is a fundamental of our faith. Ikar number 7, right? That the Rambam tells us, and I give you the Rambam in the first source, that we spoke about all these things which relate to all other Nevi'im besides Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe is Rabban Shel Kohan Nevi'im. Uma hefreshim yesh ben nevuas Moshe l'sha'ar Kohan Nevi'im. What's the difference between Moshe and all the other Nevi'im? So I underlined 4 differences that the Rambam gives us. 1. All Nevi'im see in a dream. Moshe Rabbeinu sees and he's awake. He's standing up, right? All Nevi'im, 2. All Nevi'im see through a malach. Moshe sees pe'el peh, adaber bo. That is this parasha, no? Pe'el peh, adaber bo. 3. All Nevi'im see and they get scared. They begin to shake or something, shake and tremble. Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like you'd speak to your friend. 4. All Nevi'im can't give prophecy whenever they want, but Moshe can. Right? So the Rambam is saying that there are 4 ways that the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu is fundamentally different than all other Nevuahs. And that presumably is what's going on in these psukim. That Hashem tells Aharon and Miriam, don't say anything about Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had to separate from his wife because Moshe is a different type of Navi than you guys are. You're not the same type of Navi. And that probably refers to point number 4 that the Rambam mentions. All Nevi'im cannot give Nevuah anytime they want. Moshe Rabbeinu, whenever he wants to, could give Nevuah.
He can initiate.
He can initiate.
But why would there be a reason for separating from one's wife?
Because at any moment,
he can initiate,
but also HaKadosh Baruch Hu could speak to him at any time. It could go both ways. Right? All other Nevi'im had to enter this like transcendental state in order to give Nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu is always ready for Nevuah. Always ready. So, that is this week's parasha.
Point number 2 with the Adei Malach. I mean, Yeshaya and Yecheskel, they have visions.
So a vision in Rambam world is not the same as HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking directly. It could be that you have a vision of God, but like a Malach is bringing it to you, whatever the whatever that's supposed to mean. But again, so the Maisim recovers obviously that you're seeing a Kadosh Baruch Hu directly, but most Nevuahs of all the other Nevi'im is through an Emalach for the Rambam, and Moshe Rabbeinu is directly to God. Right? It's Peh El Peh. V'dibir Hashem Moshe Panim Al Panim, and that's also this week's Pasha, Temunas Hashem Yabit. This is what the Torah says. Right? Moshe didn't see through rhymes, through hints. Moshe sees directly. That's what the pasuk says. So now, what we have to do is as follows. Miriam got punished for this. No? Miriam gets punished. And the Torah tells us that we're supposed to remember, this is in Parashas Kisetze later on, Torah says, remember what God did to Miriam. Why is Miriam punished? Is Miriam punished because she spoke Lashon Hara? Or is Miriam punished because somehow she questioned the supremacy of Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah? Well, it's two totally different things. Well, it could be, if you accept the second approach, that Miriam is questioning the supremacy of Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah, that means, ready? Miriam HaNeviah was a kofer be'ikar. She's denying an ikar ha'emuna. Now, that would be somewhat problematic. Because the Rambam came after, so that's not, that would be the answer. But usually we try to think of, right, Moshe, Aaron, Miriam as being really good Jews. Right. To assume that Miriam was a kofer be'ikar, right, the Yerushalmi says that Korach was a kofer be'ikar. That's okay. Korach is not a good figure. But Miriam is supposed to be a good figure. So there is a tradition out. First of all, the Rambam, let's say it like this. There's a tradition out there. I saw this quoted, that sefer that I like, the Chavatzelas HaSharon. Chavatzelas HaSharon has the following idea. He goes from Rabbi Yochanan Wasserman in the Kobetz Agados HaDer HaPshat. Rabbi Yochanan says that, you know what, Miriam is denying what the Rambam considers an Ikar HaEmuna, but it's not a problem because it only became an Ikar HaEmuna after Miriam denies it. Right? At what point did the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu become acknowledged as being the best Nevuah? Says Rabbi Chanan right now in Parshas Behaloscha.
After Miriam be punished.
So Miriam was not punished for denying the Nevuah of Moshe. Miriam was punished because she spoke Lashon Hara. And the Rambam tells me, the last Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Tzara'as in Perek Tes Zayin, the Rambam, after speaking about all the bad things of Lashon Hara, the Rambam says, Al Inyan Zeh, the Torah says, right, Zohar is Esa Asher Asa Hashem Elokecha La Miriam, Harehu Omer, Hisponenu, Ma Ira La Miriam Hanavia, Shedibra Ba'achiha, She Gedola Mimenu Bishonim, Vigidla Osa, Aberkeha, Visikna Ba'atan Latzilam and Ayam. Miriam is older than Moshe. Miriam risked her life to save Moshe. Miriam raised Moshe. And she didn't really say anything objectively bad about Moshe. Ella tos shehishva soso l'sha'ar ha'neviyim. V'hu lo haya makpid al ko elo ha'dvarim. Shenam v'ish Moshe olav ma'od. Af al pikein miyad ne'en shabitzara'as. Says the Rambam that the sin of Miriam was Lashon Hara. The Lashon Hara that she said was that she equated Moshe to other neviyim. Even though Moshe didn't care about that, because the Torah over here says "V'ha'ish Moshe anav ma'od," and Moshe couldn't care less that he's being put down, so to speak. But nonetheless, Miriam is punished for this. That is the way the Rambam takes it. Now you get the impression from the Rambam that the sin of Miriam is not kfira, right? Because it only became an ikar ha'emuna at this point. Now, this is somewhat questionable for a few reasons. The Rambam, you see, I have a theory about Ikari Ha'emuna, which I heard from a professor of mine when I was in Bernard Revel, Professor Paul Fenton. And he is a professor in the Sorbonne. Yeah, he's a Jewish fellow, interesting fellow. He pointed out that maybe, how do you know what's an Ikar Ha'emuna? What are the fundamentals of faith? Now, we would assume that the fundamentals of faith are those most essential ideas in Judaism. But when you realize every mitzvah is fundamental to Judaism, right? So much so that if I want to convert and I don't want to accept the mitzvah Shiluach HaKein, I can't convert. I don't want to accept it, right? So what makes these things more fundamental than others? So Professor Fenton argued that maybe the Rambam gets his Ikari HaAmuna as a sort of polemic against other religions. Not that these ideas are not objectively fundamental. They are. But what made them fundamental in some ways is the contradistinction to other faiths. You see, the Rambam lives in an Islamic world. In the world of Islam, who is the main Navi? Right? Muhammad. Muhammad. Right? Muhammad is called the Rasul. Rasul is the Arabic word for the prophet. By the way, the Rambam, you know how he calls Muhammad? The Pasul. Right? The Rambam is very sensitive, and the Rambam is saying, you know what? The Ikar, the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu is greater than the Nevuah of all other Nevi'im. Right? By that he means, and for Islam, this is an Ikar Ha'amuna for them, that Muhammad is the greatest prophet, because since the prophecy of Muhammad is greater, Islam recognizes that Moshe was a prophet. It recognizes that Jesus was a prophet. But it says Muhammad is the greatest prophet. The raya that they have that Muhammad is the greatest prophet is that Muhammad was illiterate, and he still wrote the most beautiful book in the world, called the Quran. Therefore, he has to have been the greatest prophet. And because he's the greatest prophet, his prophecy supersedes all other prophecies, meaning Islam replaces Judaism and Christianity as the true religion. That's the ikar of Islam. Rambam has Moshe Rabbeinu is the Av Hanaviim, Lebon Lefon Lefokodin Acharav, Lekodin Lefon Lebon Acharav. Right, Moshe Rabbeinu is the greatest Navi, and the Nevu of Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe is the greatest Navi, the Nevu of Moshe Rabbeinu can never be superseded. No, Zos HaTorah Lo Te Muchlefes. Our Torah can never change. You know why? Because our Torah comes from Moshe, and Moshe is a greater Navi than all other Nevi'im. Now, what makes for the Rambam Moshe Rabbeinu greater than all other Nevi'im? So the Pashtus in the Rambam is as follows. Here, if you turn to page 1 on these source sheets. So on page 1, the Rambam in the Perish HaMishnah in Sanhedrin, writes Shehu Shenamin Shu Avin Shel Kohanavim. First of all, the Rambam holds that Moshe Rabbeinu is the greatest Navi is not something that we can prove. It's emuna. It's a matter of faith. Point one. Point two. The Rambam writes Vehu Bechir Hashem Mikol Min ha'enushi, asher hisig mimenu yisale yosim ashisig v'yase ko adam shenimtza v'sheyimotze. That the Moshe Rabbeinu is the most chosen human being. Moshe apprehended more about God than any Navi before him or after. Now, this, by the way, is a huge statement of the Rambam. Because we have a tradition, I give it to you over here on page 3. The Sifrei. The Sifrei in Parshas Vezos HaBracha. V'lo kam navi od b'Yisrael k'moshe. Zok the Sifrei, b'Yisrael, there's no navi like Moshe. But b'umos ha'olam, there is a navi like Moshe called Bil'am. No? The Rambam seems to be denying that tradition. Because the Rambam is saying that Moshe Rabbeinu is the greatest prophet of every human being. Bechir Hashem mikol ha-min ha-enoshi. Now, there is a whole literature I brought with me tonight, a kuntres that they printed in the journal Yeshurun, a kuntres of Brisker Torah about the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. I think it's in Yeshurun volume 10. And some of the Briskers, Reb Chaim, Reb Velvel, some of them try to suggest that maybe the Rambam can live within the Sifrei also. The Sifrei is saying that Bil'am is as great as Moshe, but maybe that doesn't mean that Bil'am is as great a Novi as Moshe, but Bil'am, just like Moshe Rabbeinu had the ability to write Torah, Bil'am also wrote Torah. There's a section in Torah that's called Parashas Bil'am. That's the way the Briskers take it. However, I think this is what we would call in Yiddish far-fetched. It doesn't seem... The Pashtus is that the Rambam is arguing in the Sifrei, and the Rambam is saying that Moshe Rabbeinu is greater than Bil'am. And obviously the Rambam holds that Moshe is greater than Muhammad. How does the Rambam know this? So, the Rambam, I think, in Perek, I saw this point in Yeshivat Malei Adumim. They printed a version of the Perish HaMishnah, of the Hakdama to the Perish HaMishnah, a new translation by Rav Shelat. And in Rav Shelat's translation, he gives his own notes. And one of the points he makes in this note, in his notes, is that for the Rambam, Moshe has to be the greatest Navi, because the Rambam holds that Moshe Rabbeinu is literally sui generis. Look at the Lashon of the Rambam in Perek Aleph of Avodah Zarah, source 3. Asa Moshe Rabbeinu Rabban Shel Kohen Neviim. Moshe is great. Moshe was made, was created to be the Rabban Shel Kohen Neviim. Meaning, God created Moshe Rabbeinu. Most Neviim, you see, if I'm a Rambam Jew, I believe that you can go to a yeshiva and study how to be a Navi. Tanach and Malachim. Right, we spoke about there's Bnei HaNeviim, there's a yeshiva, Elisha had all these students around him, etc. Right? Unlike Eliyahu, this is what we spoke about in the Navi Shim. Unlike Eliyahu, who's like this lone figure, Elisha has his groups. Awesome, great, right? So you can study, you can learn how to be a Navi. But you know what? You can never learn how to be a Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is sui generis. Moshe is created, also Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rambam writes. Moshe is created as the greatest Navi. Right? And for the Rambam, this has to be. Because if you hold that Moshe Rabbeinu is on the same plane as all Neviim, he was just better at it. He worked on himself to apprehend the divine. However, Neviim do it, like the Rambam explains in the Moreh. So then, theoretically speaking, someone else could do it also. But for the Rambam, that's impossible. And that's impossible because Torah can't change. And Torah is the word of Moshe. Right? I think this all connects together.
It makes sense, but I remember learning in Medrash once that Moshe Rabbeinu was brought forward into the classroom of Rabbi Akiva, and they couldn't follow.
Yeah, so that's an interesting point. Well, that probably doesn't mean, the Gemara has in Menachos, I believe, that Moshe couldn't follow what was going on, and then finally they said that we know all this because it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai Niskara Radaito. What that probably means is that Moshe Rabbeinu... Precisely because he was greater, and precisely because he saw everything with such clarity, some of the details that they were focusing on, Moshe Rabbeinu was like, what is that? Right? Because Moshe Rabbeinu's vision, I remember the way that my Rosh Yeshiva Rav Goldvich, Zichron Levracha, Rosh Yeshiva Karim Biavne explained it, is that sometimes you read the Torah of Achronim and it seems so good. And you read the Torah of Rishonim and it looks like kvetchy. But the answer is that no, the Rishonim have an approach that can see, it's like there's a teeny pinhole, but it goes all the way through all the curtains. And the Achronim have like a very big, beautiful idea, but doesn't penetrate. Moshe Rabbeinu's vision penetrated all the way through. He saw everything. And he couldn't figure out exactly where they got it from, but when they say that they're tracing it to Moshe, so that's... Again, I'm not sure if I'm explaining satisfactorily, but the basic issue is like this. Let's go back. Right? We have these psukim in Parashas Baha'aloscha. Miriam and Aaron speak negatively about Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes, and he says, no, Moshe is different, right? And how is Moshe different in the psukim in Parashas Baha'aloscha? So, Pasuk Vav. Your Nevi'im are Bamara Ila Vesvada Bachaloma Darbo. Moshe is different because Moshe Becho Beisi Nemanhu, right? What does Becho Beisi Nemanhu mean? So Reb Chaim is quoted as saying, and I think this is probably just an embellishment of what the Rambam means. Remember, the Rambam said that he could give Nevuah whenever he wanted. Moshe Rabbeinu is a ben bayis by God. He could just walk in unannounced. He could just, not only that, Moshe Rabbeinu can ask Hashem questions, and God will answer him. He has like a direct communication. Now, Reb Chaim believes, even though I don't know if there's real evidence for this, Reb Chaim believes that that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah ascended to this higher place at Maamad Har Sinai. And he's bothered, where do you see, I see over here, B'cho Beisi Nemanhu, that, and Neman means he could go in whenever he wants, he's like a trusted guy in my house, he could enter whenever he wants, but where at Maamad Har Sinai do you get an impression that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is greater than all other Nevi'im? So Reb Chaim said that, actually Reb Velvel told Reb Chaim, the way the story goes, Reb Velvel told Reb Chaim that maybe that's the pshat in the pasuk, Moshe yidaber, v'ho Elokim ya'anenu b'kol. What's ya'anenu? Ya'anenu might mean he answered him. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu is asking questions, and God is answering Moshe. Ya'anenu. Right? He's responding. So that's one issue. Kobesi nemanhu, that's one point that the Rambam makes. Point two, pe el pe adaber bo, Moshe speaks to God mouth to mouth, face to face. Meaning all other Nevi'im have to pass out. They have to enter this trance. Moshe Rabbeinu maintains his faculties. Right? You see, Nevuah for every other Navi is an otherworldly experience. They have to enter a place, so normal mortals like us, we can't really get what they're doing. Moshe Rabbeinu is walking on earth like a normal person. He could get Nevuah at any time. So Moshe is the proof in some ways that you could be a Navi and still be a person at the same time. It's peh el peh.
Does when we the first encounter
of
the burning bush, you
don't
get the sense of fear?
Get the sense so, of at death. The burning bush, was Moshe already the greatest Navi? So there is, you get the impression, I give you the psukim at the last source on page 3, you get the impression over there that Moshe is scared to look at God.
Yes.
Right? Ki yarei mehabit el ha'elokim. Over here, later on, Moshe is not scared. So there's some progression within Moshe that he goes from being an ordinary Navi to becoming the greatest Navi. At what point did he become the greatest Navi? So Rabbi Chanan is saying it's Parshas Baha'aloscha. But Reb Chaim is saying, no, it's back at Maamad Har Sinai. Reb Chaim feels that we believe Moshe Rabbeinu. Remember, the Rambam tells us that unlike all of the Nevi'im who are believed because they do signs, Moshe is not believed because he did miracles. Moshe is believed because we heard God speak to Moshe. Right? And that means, says Reb Chaim, that everything about Moshe we saw. We saw Elokim ya'anenu b'kol. We see that Moshe Rabbeinu is a physical human being and he's speaking to God peh el peh. Right? Now, the problem is that Pasuk Vav says all other Nevi'im are Bamara'ah. And Pasuk Ches says Moshe Rabbeinu is Bimara'eh, Umara'eh v'lo b'chidos. Is that, what's the difference between the other Nevi'im who are Bimara'ah and Moshe is Bimara'eh? Now, I give you at the top of this second page a Gemara in Yevamis that the Gemara has a term called Espaklaria Hami'ira. Moshe Rabbeinu saw clearly. All other Nevi'im did not see clearly. No? There's a famous word of Rav Shach. The Rav Shach says that the Nisayon of Avram Avinu at the Akedah was that even a Navi like Avram Avinu did not see clearly. So when God says, sacrifice your son, Avraham Avinu always had an out. He could have said, you know what, maybe that's not really what God meant. only Moshe Rabbeinu sees clearly and has no way of draying out of it. That's Rav Shach's take on the Nisayon Akedah, which is interesting. But what's the difference between Bamar A and Bamar E? So Rav Shechter, in this book, it's called Rav Shechter on the Parasha. It just came out now, like a few months ago. Yeah, it's really very nice. So Rav Shechter has the following idea. He quotes Rav Chaim Volozhiner that a mar'ah is a mirror. A mar'eh is a looking glass or a telescope. All other Nevi'im see in a mirror. Now when you see in a mirror, you see like a reverse image. But Moshe Rabbeinu sees with a looking glass. So that's what the pasuk means. Right? All other Nevi'im see in a mirror. But Moshe sees Bamar'eh, not Bamar'ah. Moshe sees directly. And then Rav Shechter explains beautifully that this could be the difference. Remember, there is like a machlokas between Moshe and Bezalel. That Bezalel says, first you put up the Mishkan, then you do the Kelim. Moshe says, no. First Kelim, then Mishkan. So what's that machlokas? So it could be like this. Moshe knew that Bezalel sees in a mirror. When you see in the mirror, the images are reversed. So that's why Bezalel said, Mishkan, then Kelim. Moshe says, no. But if you look through the looking glass, it's Kelim followed Kelim followed by Mishkan. That's already... that's his approach. Rav Shechter then goes on to say that maybe this is why the Haftorah for Parashas Baha'aloscha that talks of Baha'aloscha finishes with the greatness of the Nevuah of Moshe, why Moshe's Nevuah is greater than all other Nevi'im. So the Haftorah Baha'aloscha is the Neros of Zechariah, where the Novi himself says, I don't know what this is. Right? And that's the point. We're contrasting the Nevuah of other Nevi'im with the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Huh? But in Shnei Zeisim, again, it's Chanukah, it's Baha'aloscha. Again, obviously there's a menorah connection as well, but this might be...
That's very good.
The question about the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu also can be taken the other way. After Chita Egel, did Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah go down? Right? Did God give Moshe Rabbeinu the same type of clear Nevuah afterwards? That's also an open question that has to be analyzed. One last point, though. Let's just begin. We'll finish where we began. Okay? We began with a question. Psukim in Baha'aloscha, they prove to Miriam that Moshe is the greatest Navi. So either Miriam was an apikoris, or else Rabbi Chanan is right, that the kfira is learned from these psukim, even though Rabbi Chaim was saying it's from Matan Torah, but Rabbi Chanan is saying it's from these psukim. Okay. But maybe there's another dimension over here. Maybe there's one element of the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu that is found in the psukim in Baha'aloscha and does not appear anywhere else. You see, Peh El Peh appears elsewhere. Peh El Peh appears in Parshas Kisisa, V'diber Hashem al Moshe, right, the top of page 2, Panim al Panim. Panim al Panim is the same as Peh El Peh. But Temunas Hashem Yabet, maybe that is something that is the chiddush of Parshas Baha'aloscha that does not exist anywhere else. Temunas Hashem Yabet. Temunas Hashem might mean that Moshe Rabbeinu saw absolutely clearly. Not only is it Peh El Peh that he's in charge of his faculties, but the dimension of Espaklaria Hame'ira that Moshe saw completely clearly, maybe that is developed here in Baha'aloscha. Maybe that's the chiddush of these psukim. Again, there's a lot to say about the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, this usually we speak like halachic topics, but this is less halachic. But I think these are very important ideas. These are Yikari Ha'emuna. What does it mean that Moshe Rabbeinu is a great Navi? One last ha'ara I wanted to make is as follows. The Sefer Ha'ikarim, Rabbi Yosef Albo, understands the last psukim in the Torah. Here. Devarim v'zos ha'bracha parak lamed dalet. Lo'kom Navi o b'Yisrael k'moshe asher yado Hashem panim al panim. Right? Moshe is the greatest. Navi panim al panim. All the miracles that Moshe did. What does that pasuk mean? So the Rabbi Yosef Albo says that part of the Ikar HaEmuna that Moshe Rabbeinu is the greatest Navi is that we also have to believe that Moshe Rabbeinu did the greatest miracles. Not only is he the greatest Navi, but he did the greatest miracles. And says Rabbi Yosef Abel, that's exactly what the Pasuk means. So, Chol Osos V'Mosim, we have an obligation to believe that Moshe is the greatest Navi who did the greatest miracles. For the Rambam, this is not correct. Because the Rambam understands that the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu is precisely because we believe him not because of the miracles he did. All other Navim we believe because of the miracles. Moshe Rabbeinu, right, is not because he did miracles for us. But it's because we heard God speaking to Moshe at Ma'amad Har Sinai. And miracles for the Rambam is an afterthought. The Rambam always downplays the role of miracles, as opposed to the others who build it up. Basically, I think this is the idea of L'chol Ha'osos. So if you look at the Ramban, the Ramban here in the end of Vezos HaBracha, the Ramban seems to have two opinions about how to read these psukim. L'chol ha'usos v'hamofsim. Right? The Ramban's second opinion sounds like Rabbi Yosef Albo. That there's a connection. Moshe is the greatest Navi, and Moshe did the greatest miracles. It would sound like that's part of what we have to believe. But again, for the Rambam, I think that's not correct. Okay, so these are some of the points I wanted to make. Yashikala, thank you very much for coming.